news stories. The approximate length of this recording is 14 minutes.
News. Introducing Guide Dog's new chair. At the annual general meeting, AGM, in September, Guide Dogs welcomed a new chair of trustees, Isabel Hudson, to the board. Isabel succeeded Jamie Hambro, who was chairman for 9 years and stepped down after completing 3 terms in the role. Isabel brings significant experience to the charity with more than 40 years in financial services, latterly setting up her own business, and she has a strong track record in business development. Isabel has worked with the disability charity Scope and now sits on the board of the ISC Group, a not-for-profit organisation supporting women to bridge the gender seniority gap in insurance. Outside work, Isabel has a busy family life and enjoys spending time with her young grandsons. She has a young German Shepherd and provides regular doggy daycare services for the other family dogs. Isabel said, "I can see already, from the short time that I've been involved with this charity, the fantastic work that all of you do. I know that things have been tough recently. It's been tough in COVID and dealing with some of the after effects of COVID. But I also know that there are still fantastic opportunities for this charity to make a real difference to everybody out there with visual impairment." Included here is a photograph of Guide Dog's new Chair of Trustees, Isabel Hudson. Charity partnerships are hole-in-one for Guide Dogs. Guide Dogs was proud to be the official charity partner of this year's Betfred British Masters, held in late August at the Belfry, a world-famous golf course near Birmingham, and hosted by British golfing legend Sir Nick Faldo. The Guide Dogs demonstration team and an information stand educated the thousands of visitors to the Spectator Village about how our services change lives, and a series of donate-to-play golf challenges helped raise funds. There were also numerous invaluable awareness-raising mentions of Guide Dogs on Sky Sports live TV coverage. Thanks to our 150-strong team of Guide Dogs volunteers and staff, plus the DP World Tour team and generous Betfred contributions, the partnership raised more than £77,000 over the 5-day tournament. Find out which celebrities played in Guide Dogs' Pro-Am team at the event in Star News on this CD. Included here is a photograph of Sir Nick Faldo meeting Black Labrador Guide Dog puppy Faldo. Guide Dogs is Mars Badminton Horse Trials Charity of the Year in 2025. We are thrilled to announce that Guide Dogs has been selected as Charity of the Year for the 2025 Mars Badminton Horse Trials. Taking place from the 7th to the 11th of May next year, badminton is among the largest horse trials held annually, attracting the world's top eventers and crowds of approximately 160,000. We have a long history with badminton, as our dedicated local fundraising team have had a stand at the Gloucestershire event for the last 30 years. We are also very fortunate to have the support of world-renowned event rider William Fox Pitt, who will be hosting a walk around the legendary cross-country course on our behalf. William said, "I have first-hand experience of sight loss. Thankfully for me it was temporary, but I'm so pleased to be supporting Guide Dogs at badminton." Included here are 2 photographs. The first is of William Fox Pitt, his wife Alice Plunkett, Guide Dogs CEO Andrew Lennox, badminton event director Jane Tuckwell, and Andrew Goddard with his guide dog Peter, with Guide Dogs fundraising volunteers and their guide dog puppies in training, standing by the lake in front of Badminton House. The second is a close-up of William Fox Pitt with Black Labrador guide dog puppy Lisa. Refreshing your skills with friends and family sighted guide training. Whether you are newly diagnosed with sight loss or have been living with it for years, it's good to know that the people around you are confident and skilled in providing you with sighted guiding. Zoe, who's grown up with sight loss, told us, "We just muddle along usually, so it'll be great to have some formal training." Her mum, Lynn, added, "I want to know that I can take Zoe out and that she's safe and confident with me guiding her. We do make an entrance, so I'd like everything to be a bit more smooth." Having done our friends and family training online with sighted guide training officer Sharon, Zoe said, "A lot of people and their friends and family would find this very useful, regardless of where they are in their sight loss journey. It's definitely led to me saying yes to more things. To hear more of Zoe and Lynn's story, or to find out more, including how to book training, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/friends and family. Included here is a photograph of Mohammed with his wife and their young daughter. Our visitor experience team look forward to welcoming you. After a short pause over the summer due to construction work on site, tours at our National Centre near Leamington Spa returned in August. Regional centre tours at Forfar in Scotland and Atherton near Manchester will also restart over the next couple of months. Welcome news to staff, volunteers and the public who have been eagerly awaiting their return since tours were paused due to COVID. Specifically for younger audiences, we've also introduced an experience for schools and youth groups at the National Centre, which will also be available to book as a family-friendly experience during school holidays. If all goes well, the schools and youth group experience will be rolled out to other centres. To find out more and to book a tour, visit www.tinyurl.com/guidedogsvisitorexperiences. Guide Dogs staff and volunteers can enjoy 50% off any tour or experience. Email visitorexperience@guidedogs.org.uk for more information. Our first Academy Guide Dog Mobility Specialist qualifies. When Darren Loxley saw a Facebook advert in 2021, he wanted to find out more about changing careers to become a Guide Dog Mobility Specialist, GDMS. 3 years later, he has gone from being a deputy head teacher in London to a fully qualified GDMS based in Scotland, and he's now preparing to go on class with his latest group of dogs. He also happens to be the very first GDMS to qualify under the Guide Dogs Academy. Darren said, "I've worked with some amazing people in my first few years, and it's been great to use the coaching skills from my previous role." Guide Dogs Academy was set up to bring people with transferable skills into the organisation. They are already working in local teams across the UK, and many more will qualify over the next few months. Included here is a photograph of Darren Loxley with a yellow Labrador guide dog puppy in training. First partnership funds go live. Our new Guide Dogs Partnership Fund is a wonderful way to celebrate a special partnership while also supporting guide dogs and raising money to help others. The idea for partnership funds grew out of our service users asking for a way of giving back and enables you to set up your own fundraising pot that you, your family and friends can keep contributing to. The fund can be used to celebrate how your guide dog, buddy dog or children or young person partnership has impacted your life, and to raise funds to help others. To find out more or to open a fund, contact Community Fundraising Supporter Care on 0345 143 0192 or email fundraiseforus@guidedogs.org.uk. Hospital training session is just what the doctor ordered. Guide dog puppies Freddie, Riley, Hunter and Jane had a training session with a difference at Neville Hall Hospital in Abergavenny when the Aniran Bevan University Health Board launched its groundbreaking visiting animals policy. The session helped to familiarise the puppies with the sights, sounds and smells of a busy medical setting and even featured the noise of a reversing ambulance. The puppies tackled lifts, stairs, corridors, consulting rooms and other confined spaces, and learnt to remain calm as trolleys and wheelchairs passed by. The visit was filmed for ITV Wales News, which aired in September and also included an appeal for puppy raisers. Included here is a photograph of a puppy raiser with her yellow Labrador guide dog puppy in training inside Neville Hall Hospital. Betty's decades of volunteering recognised by royalty. Betty Kinnear has been awarded the British Empire Medal in the King's New Year's Honours List for services to Guide Dogs Perth and District Fundraising Group, and she had her investiture with the Lord Lieutenant of Perth and Kinross in May. Betty has volunteered for Guide Dogs for nearly 30 years, twice winning a local volunteer award and raising 15 guide dog puppies, with all but one becoming guide dogs. highlighting how Betty goes the extra mile, the group's volunteer fundraising coordinator, Deirdre McVean, said, "Betty is an extraordinary fundraiser and was chairman of the Aberfeldy branch until it merged with the Perth and District group. Betty has organised many events in Aberfeldy and surrounding areas. Craft fairs, shows, street collections, markets and coffee mornings. She is an outstanding crafter and her high-quality knitwear is always in demand. She was instrumental in securing a Name a Puppy fund from a cafe in Pitt Lochry, as well as one at her local secondary school, Breadalbin Academy. Betty also sells a considerable amount of Christmas goods locally, with people having been known to knock on her door on Christmas Eve asking if cards were still available." Tracy Berridge, head of volunteering at Guide Dogs, said, "We'd like to congratulate Betty on her well-deserved achievement of being awarded a British Empire Medal, recognising her decades of volunteering for Guide Dogs. We simply couldn't deliver our vital services without incredible volunteers like Betty." Included here is a photograph of Betty Kinnear with the Golden Retriever Guide Dog puppy in training. Celebrating 40 years of Guide Dogs in Northern Ireland. The first Guide Dog Centre in Northern Ireland opened in late 1984 at Lanesborough House in East Belfast. And when this edition of Forward went to print, the Belfast team were busy making plans to mark the 40th anniversary of Guide Dogs in Northern Ireland. Before 1984, people with sight loss had to travel to Scotland and England to train with their guide dogs. The first two dogs to qualify in Northern Ireland were Eve, a Labrador Golden Retriever cross, and Roland, a German Shepherd. Trainers at the time were seconded from across the water. Later, Northern Ireland-based trainers were trained in Forfar in Scotland before returning to help establish guide dogs in Belfast. Since then, there have been more than 600 partnerships trained and matched in Northern Ireland. The Belfast team now works from the city's Heron Road with staff, volunteers, service users and dogs covering the area from the lakes of Fermanagh to the glens of Antrim. Included here are separate photographs of Eve and Roland in the garden outside Lanesborough House. Remembering Brenda Clare, 1929 to 2023. When artist Brenda Clare passed away last year, she left a large gift to Guide Dogs in her will, in memory of someone who inspired her to fulfil a lifelong ambition. Brenda lived in East Hagbourne, Oxfordshire, until 2000. And while she was there, she volunteered to read every week to a local blind clergyman, Canon Edgar Walmsley. Canon Walmsley encouraged Brenda to write poetry, which she began writing on scraps of paper, often using her own life experiences or observations of local village life as inspiration. In 2015, aged 85 and having moved back to her native Lancashire, she was finally able to publish a book of her poetry, which raised £1,500 for charity. Friend Joy Potter said, "Brenda was a very inspirational lady and touched the hearts of those who had the pleasure of knowing her. She also understood how difficult it must have been for anyone to lose their sight." In Canon Walmsley's memory, leaving a gift to guide dogs gave Brenda great pleasure, knowing that it would help lots of other people have a guide dog by their side. Her memory lives on. Abby Corney, head of legacies at Guide Dogs, said, "Nearly two out of every three guide dogs are made possible by gifts in wills from kind people like Brenda. Gifts in wills help to fund our life-changing services, enabling people with sight loss to live the life they choose." Included here is a photograph of Brenda Clare admiring flowers in her garden.